Rangers Rambles.
Hello, everyone, Raiders. Welcome back to the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me once again is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Aru!
What's up, guys? Hope you're having a super awesome night.
No, Aru, $350 fine.
Oh, God damn it.
God fucking damn it.
And you have to be told that you are sideways once again.
Yeah, for now.
No, you're not, and you can't pay any sideways money. It has to be standing upright. That's assuming you can read it.
I'm already in debt from all my Awoo tickets, so.
Whatever. So, next on the show, Inu.
Yo, what's up?
Glad to have you back once again.
Glad to be here.
Next on the show, Voltage.
Hello.
Second time in.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Welcomed.
Mm-hmm. And last on the panel is Maligos.
Hi.
Good to have you back once again.
Yep, third time, actually.
Well, maybe third, fourth, but either way, always nice to have you. So,
likewise.
Let's get started. First of all, I would like to preface by saying that our group, Tory Raiders, has finally reached a big 300 members on Telegram.
Hooray!
Yay!
Quick, I gotta leave.
Oh, no.
Come back!
I will rob you of this 300.
Alright, you don't get to be in the group picture.
But I'm already in it!
Ass. yeah. You don't get to be in the next group picture. Anyway,
damn it.
I'm kidding.
But yeah, we welcome all of our new members and looking forward to continued growth from here on out.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we like explode like in the last
month
week
yeah.
or two?
Yeah, well, give or take.
Oh yeah, because of Milo.
And now you know. But you don't got to worry though. Like all this long, we've built something that people will cut and they come to us.
Yeah, that's why he came to us, because we're like, he's probably thinking, what's the most popular, most out there furry group I could possibly think of? Oh, these guys. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
and...
maybe not popular, but at least well known.
Yeah. And, you know. The second thing I did want to preface as well is, who here wants to see the Joker movie?
Ooh, me.
I'd go.
Yeah, I'd see it.
Me too. Yeah, man, hey, Avira, do you know what the rating is on Rotten Tomatoes?
I do. Last time I checked, it was 92% audience score, and it was in the 60s and dropping from the critics. Now, what does that tell you? Well, that kind of tells you that the people, you got to trust the people. You know, these 17 or 15 or so critics that made these negative reviews, really not trustworthy if thousands of people actually like the film.
Journalism is dead.
Well, no.
And
it's
so
like,
is review. Yeah, so is this way of reviewing movies.
Yeah, you can use Rotten Tomatoes now. Like, basically, whatever, if the critics love it, it's probably shit. Kind of like Star Wars. if the critics hate it, it's probably a great movie that you have to go see. That's just how it is.
Like
now.
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So in that sense, too, just to remind you as well, if you want to brave out watching the Joker movie, you may or may not have to deal with armed, with police, running security around there
thanks.
Because they fear an incel uprising.
Incels are now a new national threat.
Yeah, I would like to thank CNN for that, and MSNBC, and all the mainstream media for promoting the idea of that.
Speaking of Joker, CNN or speaking of the Joker and CNN, they just dropped it within the last day, a headline for the feds are issuing bulletins about threats ahead of the Joker opening, fear of copycat shooters. So keep an eye out.
But in most cases, though, I think you should be fine.
Especially... Oh, yeah. The
statistical chance of getting involved in a shooting like that is damn near impossible. You're better off getting struck by lightning.
You know what? Regardless of all the warnings and garbage about that, am I going to pay $50 to go sit in a movie theater with sticky floors and screaming children and then SJWs next to me saying because I'm eating the white supremacy popcorn? I'll watch it at home.
Gotta watch out for that popcorn.
Wait, I would think the SJWs want it because it's opening the conversation of mental what's the word?
Illness,
yeah, that conversation.
That's okay. I'll watch it on Netflix or HBO or whatever it's going to be.
Remember, we're supposed to be rooting for the Joker, who's a white male.
And he'll run it quiet.
It's the pain. Radicalized.
Oh my god, he's straight.
Oh, and that too? White. Oh, good lord.
Uh-oh.
So just... help me, if he's a Christian, that's it, game over.
That's it, he deserves to get hit by that car in the trailer.
Wow.
How many steps does he fall down? We got to count to make sure it equals his privilege.
One for being white, one for being male, one for being straight, one for being Christian, one for being, well, you know, of your...
No, male is 50 stairs.
No,
guys, minimum.
Guys, be careful. If he falls down 88 stairs, just saying.
Ow. 14 bumps and 88 stairs.
Yeah, so... Speaking of, we're going to continue the movies trend, but there's some good comments here and there. Panda Games BR says, white supremacy popcorn.
Quick, put that in the ADL list.
And same deal too. Do I get white privilege if I eat it?
I think you need white privilege to eat it.
Well,
I don't know.
Sounds like one of those Huffington Post articles.
Oh my god, don't give him any ideas. Popcorn, is it a white supremacist symbol?
You guys are killing me.
Hey, what?
Wait, you're not dead yet?
Fuck. Honestly, if I had an overlay for the Goodnight My Sides thing, I would basically slap it in right here, right now, and try to whip that up quickly.
Oh my gosh.
But, yeah, other little things though. One last thing before we continue on. Alito, long time no see from you, says, my feed ad literally had no extra staffing or security. I mean, take that for what you will, but yeah, just, you know,
you're probably wary, in a
but
very
at the same
time.
Don't worry too much about it, though. Just sit there, enjoy the movie. I think you'll say you won't be disappointed.
One of two things. You're either in a very, very safe town, or the cops can't afford the overtime.
Ohio.
If you're going to be paranoid about mass shootings, I mean, any public place has a risk of being in a mass shooting. So
yeah, but
yeah, look, not even joking.
Yeah, but look, it's what it is. But you know what, though, yeah, we're going to continue this trend of movies as well, because I know you. There's a number of you who's going to be upset about this, because this is our namesake title is You Shall Not Pass.
Oh, and, no.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I have no horse in this race.
Here we go.
Well,
actress Robin,
you should go to Rohan and get one.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Actress Robin Malcolm wants a female Gandalf for Amazon's Lord of the Rings TV series.
And the actress wants a female Gandalf?
Quick, get the Foxlord flamethrower overlay.
Oh, it just gets worse from here.
Oh, okay, I'm on it.
Yeah, please, all of it. Just burn it all down with all of the fire from Moria.
You know, if we're gonna play that game, then Captain Marvel has to be male now.
I mean, this is... Do you guys think they're really going to do this?
I mean, wait, that's... who's that? Amazon?
Yeah, it's Amazon, not Netflix.
High chance, probably. High chance, probably. Yeah. I mean, Amazon also does the woke thing.
I believe this series is actually supposed to be following Aragorn before the events of The Lord of the Rings. Like his journey as a ranger before he became king and all that. Spoiler alert, he becomes king.
So actually,
Gandalf is, you know, described as an old man. Emphasis on the M. Like all the wizards are. You can't just change that.
Right. Actually, and then, you know what? Also was funny. Remember, Lord of the Rings was filmed in New Zealand, and there were talks as well that they would be okay selling for a white New Zealand, you know, woman, but they were thinking about what about an old Maori elder woman?
Why? What? Why? Why? No, just no. Stop.
No, you can't make her you can't make Gandalf a woman unless it's a transgender woman in a wheelchair.
You're not being Gandalf, diverse enough. We need to think bigger.
Well, Gandalf
a woman
is
of color.
A divine bigger. Being, you know, in the story. So, but it is also male.
You know how I think Amazon will do it because they're woke. Because in their current TV show, Man in the High Castle, the last season will be introduced because, you know,
it's
the
so
entire
good.
Show.
It's so good.
Yeah, the entire show is based around, you know, the alternative universe where Nazis have taken over the world. Well, in the last season, they're going to introduce the resistance members who are, I'm not joking, black communists.
Wait.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, that show is still going on?
Yeah.
Communism.
It's on last season.
So... the communists of color are the resistance against the big bad global
yes.
controlling Nazis. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's okay.
Communism.
That's the kind of hero that I'm not going to like root for. If I'm like, why would I want communism to succeed over Nazism? They're both equally not just no. No. No.
I've read this story and it does say that they're like the black nationalists, like the Black Panthers are the resistance group.
Guys, we got a live comment and I love it. Make every single character of Lord of the Rings female and call it Lord of the Lesbians.
That's not my panic. They are.
The thing is, you know, it was Lord of the Rings is just a classic, you know, fairy tale mythology. It's not supposed to be like interject modern day politics. Some people say it was an allegory for World War II, but like not really. Kind of.
It's only because, you know, freaking the Robert Malcolm said, you know, blah blah blah. Like, why we don't need any more white dudes in freaking in fantasies? Why don't we look at this in a, you know, in a matriarch. Matrilinear world and
powerhouses
of women.
Yeah, look at her quote.
And get this though, if you do that, then they will pretty much have witches instead of, you know, wise wizards who curse people instead of, you know, do what the wizards in, you know, Lord of the Rings do.
Okay, but that is a really both racist and sexist thing to say.
Wait,
no more white dudes in movies. We have to change because. Reasons.
Wait.
I mean, imagine if you said that the other way around, like, oh, we can't have, you know, minorities in movies anymore. That's just too representative and inclusive.
Why are you booing me? I'm right!
Wait, I'm getting an idea. Whoopi Goldberg as Gandalf?
Oh,
no.
Please, no. Don't give
me...
No.
It's not Whoopi Goldberg isn't going to be as Gandalf. Here's the top three picks that they said that could file the female Gandalfs.
They're really thinking about
I'm sorry.
Doing this?
Whoopi Goldberg's got...
I honestly thought Whoopi Goldberg was a man just by the name. I did not link the face to the name at all. So I'm sorry for not being involved with pop culture enough.
But now you're good.
Whatever,
bravo.
Whatever that thing in the middle is,
that's
that looks the most manly.
That's isn't that M from James Bond movies?
No idea.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah,
quick,
it is.
Run the facial recognition software.
I mean, there's just three picks here. You know, Dame Judy, Aileen Atkins, or Maggie Smith.
That's Dame Judy, I think. She plays M as in James Bond movies.
The last one was Skyfall. Yes, that's the one that I saw, and I think you're right.
Or you know, get this. They could just get Ian McClellan to reprise his role as Gandalf. How about that? That'd be cool. The OG Gandalf.
Yeah. Oh, get this.
Dude, why didn't bring Sean Connery as Gandalf? Sean Connery was supposed to be Gandalf.
Oh, Frodo. I see that you have the ring. We have to destroy it because Sauron is mad.
Wait, is Sean Connery the guy in like Hunt for Red October? Yeah, okay, he's Indy's dad. That's how I know him, as well as the Hunt for Red October.
Yeah, do you know the story that he was supposed to be Gandalf, but he refused because he thought that the movie would flop? And then when he saw the... And then when he saw that the movie was successful, he was like, okay, I'm going to be in the next movie, and that's going to be bigger than Lord of the Rings, and it's going to be my greatest magnum opus. You know what movie he was in? League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I don't know what that is, so okay.
That's a really bad movie, by the way. It was his last movie. Because after that, he went to retirement.
Wait, this dude was James Bond?
Yeah.
That woman.
I am so uncultured. I'm so sorry.
Sean Connery was James Bond. But
if they turn Gandalf into a woman, I'm not watching this show. Because it's not the same thing. It's not even Lord of the Rings anymore.
Here's another thing. Also, another couple of interesting live comments. Wolven Edge says, Istari, known only as wizards on Lord of the Rings, aren't described as being able to reproduce at all. They appear as male and sound male, but there's no hint. You'd think they'd be happy about this.
Yeah, because they're gender neutral, non-binary, gray fluid, whatever the hell. Yeah, you would think.
Right.
The gender fluid thing hasn't existed when Tolkien wrote Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that kind of just existed like in the last, I don't know, 6 years or so, basically like from Tumblr. And people thought it was like a real thing.
Well, if he made his robes a skirt and just said he's a, what's it called? The drag queen, that's it.
How about he doesn't do that?
That's a bad word.
What if Sauron was gender neutral?
Well, he's basically like, Sauron is the same kind of creature that Gandalf is. They're both something called Maia, which is basically like angels.
Yeah, but the very idea of a freaking, you know, if Sauron wasn't exactly male as he...
Well, Sauron can shapeshift into werewolves and vampires and stuff.
I'm okay with that.
Yes, right. He can do that. But I don't think he's going to transform into a woman, just for the sake of being woke. That doesn't compute. That does not pass.
We have found the one weakness. He is not woke.
No, cancel the adaptation. You can't
cancel
have that.
Sauron.
They're not gonna. I don't think they're gonna cancel it because they have the license. They're gonna try to use it as much as possible to gain more money from it.
And in light of all of this, what does the Tolkien society and so forth who hold on to the Lord of the Rings?
I mean, they'll just call them sexist and white supremacist and so forth. Like same thing that they always like say. Same thing when they said that like dear white people was a shit show, and they're like, oh no, those are just sexist and racist and like white males talking about that.
I can't believe a show like that was actually greenlit. That's really sick.
Yeah, and Rotten Tomatoes gave it 100% rating.
Now, of course they did. Oh, you mean the critics did, right?
Yep.
Yeah, of course. Shocker. So that's what I said before. If the critics love it, it's probably shit.
We just need to ask all the critics. We just need to ask all the critics, why do you hate white people?
No, yes, yeah.
Oh, because of imperialism and slavery.
And because of colonialism. And
capitalism. Yeah, of that. Of course.
All the isms.
All the isms.
Even communism.
All the obits.
Oh, that's
Shit. Communism was invented by a white male. What now?
Shit.
How can we've been duped. But, you know, other than that, there's a couple more little live comments. Alito's asking, I can't wait for more folks to see how they portray the father of a certain someone in the movie regarding the whole female Gandalf thing and so on.
Oh, poor Gandalf.
It was actually a female. And there were,
sorry. Sorry, don't judge me, please. I was raised by two moms.
Yes. He was raised by two moms.
Yeah, I don't think that was a thing in Middle Earth.
I don't think Tolkien ever mentioned any kind of homo thing in Lord of the Rings. At least I don't remember when I read it.
No. Why would he? No. I mean, that's no relevance.
It's just nothing but Thinger. And
even though interesting there that the original Gandalf actor was gay, but. Yeah. Like, you know, he's
gay in real life.
Yeah, but he's one of the coolest actors ever. Like I liked him as a Magneto in X-Men as well.
Right. Well, and that's the whole thing. It doesn't matter if you're gay or not. The only thing that matters is if you're good for the job. And that's why, you know, turning Gandalf into a female just for the sake of doing it. That defeats the purpose.
I feel like it's the kind of shit they're pushing, like the like that Australian female stand-up comedian.
Oh God, no! We don't have that many, you know, good stand-up comedians down here.
No, but I'm talking about that one with the what was it called? Dad's Google History.
Oh.
Dad's Google History. Oh, that's okay. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, sorry. One correction I already issued. Alito's comment that thing over the father's thing over was for Joker.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's gonna be interesting. But you know, either way though, would you come and see this whole new take on Lord of the Rings to see if they're gonna go to the whole vagina magic route?
Get the flamethrower.
Oh, God. I'm not going to poison my mind with this, if that's the direction that they're going in.
Yeah. You asked for it? Let's burn it down, then.
No vagina magic here.
Yeah, but that's how it is, though. That's how they're going to... That's how they're going to roll with that movie. But anyways... So, what is next? We have what is completely the stupidest thing that probably the ADL has done,
they put the OK sign as a hate symbol,
and a whole lot of other things too. Which
for those of you who don't know, the ADL is called the Anti Defamation League, and they are very powerful lobbyists when it comes to anti-hate speech and whatnot of the sort.
Right. Oh. Public disclaimer, I'm going to do this anyway and I don't give a crap, but you'll never guess who has a hate symbol right here, right now. I'm going to do it! Fuck you, I'm doing it.
Gasp.
Jesus Christ.
How dare you?
Why?
How dare you?
And he had the audacity to say that everything is okay. Wow, how pretentious.
Wow.
No, I am the hate machine.
Edgelord.
Freaking... Throwing up in OK signs all left
this,
and right.
This kind of reminds me. We talked about this, Jolt, like this morning, how milk was a sign of white supremacy.
Yes.
Because it's pure white.
You know, it's funny how these things start on 4chan and then, like, the media reports it and then organizations like the ADL takes this shit seriously. Like, wow. Wow, wow.
Oh my god, it represents white power. Just look at those hands.
Just look at how they're laid out. And you know what? That symbol alone has caused so much trouble. Look at this. A Universal somebody working at Universal Studios had to be dismissed from work, apparently.
Imagine getting fired from job just because you made an okay sign.
Right.
Yeah, well, the parents of whoever that 6-year-old girl was next to this mascot, clearly these parents have Kool-Aid in their hair and they're not operating on all four cylinders, if you know what I mean.
Oh god, they're so sensitive. People are so sensitive.
Did my child stand next to the okay sign? Oh, the ADL told me it's a white supremacist. Oh my god, these fucking people, man.
Is this Minion Evil?
I wonder who the person in that costume even was. It might have been like some 16-year-old kid in high school or some broke college student trying to make their way in life. And I'm like, and they fired him because of this?
No, Avera, you're wrong. You're wrong. He was a white supremacist in that costume. He was 100% white supremacist. God. He worked at that park just to make sure he can do the okay sign.
Now, what if he did this by accident, too? Like, what if he just had his hand out like that? And it just happened, like...
Oh, one last thing. It's that, you know what, they actually had the thing, the goal to, you know, whatever it is, say it, only because the article says the girl was offended, wasn't offended, however. The girl is biracial and has autism because, you know, a black mother and a white father.
Blah, okay, blah, blah. So who cares what race she is? Sorry. Like, who cares?
Oh, no, the New Zealand...
This was a 4chan meme.
The New Zealand shooter showed the no case sign. Oh, no.
Oh, really quick, I'm going to share this. I forgot a couple Alabama police officers were suspended for the circle game thing.
Thanks for sharing this.
But it's like, this is during the heat of the circle game thing that was like last year, and they partook in it, and then everyone was just like, whoa, that's a heavy racism you just did. You got a license for that?
Oh, jeez.
But
is one of those police officers black? Are two of them black? Like four?
No, they just have their masks. They have masks on because they're like drug cops. So they can't really be publicly shown.
Okay, guys, just to be fair, because I am a little bit of a troll, I read up a little bit on the article about the okay sign, and they're more or less, they're like, we're okay with it, no pun intended, we're okay with it being used in the context that it was originally used before. So I'm like, just okay. The ADL said okay sign was not that bad when used in the context, so they're okay with that. So as long as I'm not Zieg Heiling, they're okay with it, and I'm fine with it too. So I mean, okay.
Well, I guess these police officers were using it in a racist way. Were they?
It's because they're wearing big vests that say police.
Oh, no, it's because they're cops, and we all know cops are racist and evil.
Well, let's see. The okay sign is bad. The bowl cut is bad. Maybe we should stop drinking orange-flavored Fanta. You know why?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Orange-flavored Fanta was created by Nazi Germany in World War II because Coca-Cola couldn't ship the ingredients to make regular Coke.
Wow. So just another orange thing that's bad. My
goodness. I love Fanta so much. It's orange.
Oh no, look at that guy has a skin That guy has a neo-Nazi haircut.
He's white. It's bad.
Orange soda? Orange man? Coincidence? Orange. I think not.
Orange doggo bad also.
Oh, God.
Orange drink? Orange man? Orange doggo?
Orange and
so far, the ending. EDL hasn't added this to their list yet. But yeah, one of the things they did add to their list of literal hate symbols is a bowl haircut style. Why? Because maybe one or two of these mass shooters that was, you know, on the news in the last couple of years had this particular haircut. And they think it's connected to incel violence.
I haven't seen a person wearing a bowl haircut since third grade, I think.
Yeah, right, like the 90s, right? Like the late 90s,
I haven't,
early
yeah.
2000s.
My
early
dude,
2000s, yeah.
Yes, you'll never guess this, but I'm actually not white, and my people have a tendency to get bowl cuts.
Wait, that goes against the narrative, though.
They're white supremacists.
Oh, Jolt, you've just lost all your privilege.
Oh, what can I say? No! I need it now! Give it back! Oh, well. Okay, here's some funny live comments as well. Oh, Ziggy says, Halloween pumpkins are evil. They used to invoke the orange man.
Oh, God!
I feel like it's going to be end up like a BuzzFeed article. It says, is the orange color linked to racism?
Right. Think, or like the next headline, think twice before you put pumpkins on your porch.
Oh, God.
Here's why.
They actually started doing that last year.
But orange is just linked to the color of my creamsicle. Thank you. Good night.
Racist creamsicles.
God damn it.
Actually, go with the white supremacy popcorn.
Actually, they always complain about in Halloween. They always complain about cultural appropriation and stuff like that.
He can't be an Indian because he's white, but he can be a cow. No, he can't be a cowboy because he racist.
Candy yeah, because they kill the Indian. You can't win.
Candy corn is also orange and white.
double the racism.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Shit, you know that? Shit, you know what else is white? Marshmallows.
So this is why I don't take the ADL seriously, because they literally
nobody does
think that this is a real thing.
I mean, because I don't know.
Came from the internet.
I don't even know why PewDiePie wanted to donate $50,000 to ADL.
Probably to Virtue Signal a little bit.
He tried, but then he found out, and then he pretty much said no.
Yeah, but pretty much his fans probably said, "Don't do it because they're idiots."
They're the logical equivalent of PETA.
I mean, ADL has said that PewDiePie is a white supremacist.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, of course they did.
Okay, there's a couple of things that I'd like to clarify. Jack Greenback, thanks for asking. Does that count? Joel only has four fingers. I'll have you know, I actually have five fingers. Okay, so maybe that sticker made me draw with four, but I have five fingers. And if you like, there might be a picture of me doing that with my fursuit on.
Okay. While pouring milk.
while eating an orange.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Only that's the orange happen. Marshmallows.
They make them? While stuffing his face with candy corn.
Uh-oh, speaking of candy corn, Alito, candy corn is also cultural appropriation against Native Americans because they like to grow corn.
I like your circular thinking.
Oh, and speaking of other little things as well, here's another funny thing. Axis, the ADL listed the Triforce as a white supremacy symbol, which, believe it or not, they actually did that too. Shocker, isn't it?
Who uses the Triforce?
I don't know.
Look at this. According to Triangular clan symbol.
Oh, the okay, it's from Zelda.
Oh my god, Nintendo is a white supremacist.
Oh, that. Wait, that's still... That's still... Zelda, what aren't you telling us?
Oh.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, Link is white, right? And Ganon is pretty much... Ganon was always dark, right? He was dark.
And, okay, look at how far they go to this. They're saying that it actually represents the three letter Ks aligned in a triangle facing inwards. Like, they're stretching this shit so damn far. You can just put a triangle inside a triangle and say, look, guys, I see the secret K. Like, okay, you know what I see? I see a W and an M and a V and an A.
I don't see the K's. I don't see the K's. Where are they getting K's from?
I guess you have to, like, either be autistic or...
Like, if you're drawing K's like that, you need to go back to kindergarten and draw letters, right?
They're going
to
draw,
see the K's
what you're
talking about. But it's literally just the triangle.
I can see the K's already, but their defense is saying that this thing bears resemblance to the Triforce, of which it should not be confused.
Guys, in my humble opinion, I feel that the ADL is the new 4chan.
Oh, but, you know, they're kind of like their public media, right?
I feel like they're the new 4chan with all the ridiculous things, bowl cuts and OK signs and the Triforce. Really? I'm sorry, not sorry. They're the new 4chan.
Why did they gotta appropriate all our symbols we love?
Because 4chan.
You can't say that. Though. That's racist.
Everything is racist these days. According to the ADL.
Wait, your persona is white?
Oh, no. Son of a...
Speechless.
Yep, not enough color.
You gotta be more like me.
Not enough colors. God damn it. You got me.
If I ever make another version of Voltage, I think I really need to put orange in it. Based on the conversation tonight. That'd just be so funny.
No, you basically need a freaking in the ice bucket challenge if Fanta poured over you.
No. If that stuff's sticky. My fur needs to be. I take care of myself, and I don't like being sticky. It makes my fur all nasty, and it's a pain to wash. I'm better off just shaving it all off and regrowing my hair.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's cheating.
Spider dog.
Yes, candy corn. Put the candy corn down. He's got a candy corn.
How dare he? Racist.
I mean, literally everything is racist when the freaking Triforce is a KKK symbol. What the hell?
You're associated with the orange color. You know who orange? Know who else is orange? Donald Trump.
Uh-oh.
Orange dog. Orange soda. Orange sickles. Orange man. Coincidence? I think not. I hope it's placed to the mic well. If it blaze, phone, never mind.
Uh-oh.
Fuck it. The comedic timing was off, but still. Just because my phone is trash, but anyway.
Uh-oh, we got a problem here. One of our viewers, Voxada Husky, says, my last name is white. I'm a legit white guy.
Oh my god.
Uh-oh.
That is what the social justice warriors referred to as problematic.
See,
that's rather problematic.
See, you gotta.
Yeah.
That is very problematic.
You gotta just give everything to, like, the poorest person of color family to, in retribution. Yep. For something that you weren't even involved in, like, 100 or so years ago.
Well, isn't the ADL, aren't they a pro-Jewish group primarily?
We can't talk about that. No, I'm kidding.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm shit! Curious, like, if that's what they are. So,
so
there goes our monetization.
So Palestinian flag is a hate group?
No, hate no, symbol? I was just wondering if that's what they primarily are for. Like, anti.
Yes, they are.
That's a good message to have, but I just think that they're going crazy with it. You know, anti-Semitism, you know, has in the past led to, you know, genocide, and it's not good. But I don't think that the Triforce has ever led to genocide before.
All right, guys.
No, it's that to, you know, to get the, you know, canon. But if you dare save the world, you're a freaking racist.
You just wait until the next Zelda game. You committed genocide.
The Triforce will now become a circle with no color in it.
Oh, it will be made of free tangents.
Even though it's called Triforce, you just, like, make it circle.
No, draw free tangents, and then you pretty much, you know, the whole cycle will deja vu itself all over again.
All right, everybody apologize to the ADL now that we know what they're
speaking
about.
Speaking of Zelda and hate symbols, have you guys ever played, like, the original Zelda on the NES? Wasn't it one of the dungeons in the shape of swastika?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was.
The little bird.
Yeah.
I've never played a Zelda game in my life.
The original first Nintendo, one of the dungeons. You're absolutely right. It was in the shape of a bird looking to the left. The bird who usually sits on top of the swastika, on top of the planet, or whatever the little thing is on the German Nazi hat.
The swastika.
The swastika.
Yeah. I knew that game came in the 80s, and back then I don't think people really gave a shit about that. But now,
that was probably, like, unintended too. Like, they didn't. It's not like they had some secret, like, Nazi pro supporter developer who's like, yeah, I'm gonna stick it to them people. No, that's not what they were doing. It happened as a design coincidence.
No, but also swastika isn't a hate symbol in Japan. Because it's also related to the Buddhism and stuff, so it's not a hate symbol.
Well, here's the thing: nobody had those intentions in mind when they done it in 1980 or 70 or 60 or whatever. Nobody had that. But what can you do today in 2019? You can say that I was sexually assaulted 35 years ago. Hashtag Me Too was born.
I demand an apology.
Or you could, you know, people's put a ruined. An armband, and people will think it looks like a swastika too. You know, people, that happens.
Or in my case, put a paw print on the hood of your car, and automatically, you're a Nazi raider, aren't you? It's a paw print on a car in the furry fandom of all places. Jesus Christ!
I mean, at least a swastika is a little bit more recognizable, but a paw print is kind of a universal
Enu's,
furry
that's
thing.
Enu's Raidermobile, the official car of the group. That's mandate all poor prints on hoods. Gotta make it
happen. How
dare you? But anyways, though.
Jolt, can I screen share that?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, your car?
Yeah,
actually, I haven't seen it.
Your father was a hamster and your mother smells like elderberries.
Is it on?
Yeah, now it is.
Oh, dude.
Right. Yeah, people thought I was a Raiders at FERPOC last year, and then they thought I was a Raiders at MFF last year. They wanted to break my car, so I'm just like, you know what? Security cameras and stuff like that, that's okay. That's what Geico is for.
Also, to be fair, it does look a little bit different than the one that we use because it doesn't have, like, the lines around it or whatever.
Not that it really matters, but you know, it needs something.
It doesn't matter at all. Yeah,
it's completely different.
That's dedication.
Yeah. That's it. The paw symbol is now racist.
10 out of 10.
Is that the license plate you have to use?
But, yeah. In that sense, though, we're going to go... Yep. One last live comment before we transform. Ziggy, swastikas are outdated. Pause on your new white supremacy symbol because liking cartoons is racist. Nice work.
How is this not common knowledge, you goddamn bigots?
I know.
How dare you all? Right.
So,
neo-Nazis in the furry community. Okay, go on.
Yeah.
Oh, do go on.
Our next item of, you will never believe this, but I know you pass through the shops a lot, especially to get food and so forth, but here's our next item. Is the international section in your supermarket racist? David Chang thinks so.
Who's David Chang, and why should we care what he thinks?
Well, I think David Chang's an idiot.
Well, David Chang. Oh, he's
is that David Chang? Is that David Chang?
That's him.
Is that David Chang?
Yeah. Why? Looks exactly like how I thought he would. With a little apron and everything. Yep. All right.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm so smart. Look at that face. Look at the face. It's like you say, yeah, I'm so smart. 200 IQ right there. I figured out supermarkets are racist.
I mean, he is Asian, so the whole high IQ thing. But
true, but yeah, but it's not that's not the right way to go about it, my dudes.
Okay, look at this quote. He says, if you go to the ethnic food aisle, that is sort of the last bastion of racism you can see in full daylight in retail America.
What? I don't...
Food aisles are racist now.
I need a designated place to get my microwave noodles, and also noodles, and also soy sauce, and all, like anything, like taco shells, like all that like crazy, really, really good food. It deserves its own little space. To not get contaminated with the goddamn burger grease.
Yeah, but also it's not segregation. It international means literally every culture. Like in the store that I work for, we have the international aisle. There's seaweed, like Japanese stuff there. You have Spanish rice, all kinds of stuff, like Chinese food, and that's a good place to have it. Like this is the international where all cultures can come together and have your food there, and that's where people know where to go. Like you're not gonna have sushi like seaweed being sold in the noodle department. Like that doesn't make any sense. It's gonna be in the international aisle, right? Why is this bad?
Sushi should be with the fish, the seafood right. market area.
Right, here's what David Chang has to say also about the He says there's an invisible ceiling on some supermarket items. Italian products that were once marginalized, such as olive oils and vinegars, are now routinely integrated into grocery store aisles, while Chinese, Japanese, and Latino foods remain stuck in their own sections.
So what? We live in America.
Because,
where
else would you
have a lot of Chinese and Japanese foods around.
Where else would you put it?
Like pastas and like you tend to see like canned stuffs like pastas, soups, pastes. Those kind of gravitate towards each other.
I don't think David Chang understands how supermarkets are organized. They're not structured to be, against people. They're structured because of capitalism and what people want to buy and how they go about buying it.
No, you say capitalism,
Yeah.
And the international area is right in my supermarket, at least the international stuff sits right next to that Italian stuff
this
that
is
he's
like,
complaining about.
This is like saying the public spaces are sexist because they segregate the women's and men's bathroom.
So what is he actually upset about? Is he upset that we're segregating food? Like,
yes.
Does food need civil rights now?
Yes.
Guys, okay, we can go.
Is the sauerkraut going to start marching the kosher salt into specific areas now?
I don't see them as being segregated. To me, it's like they got their own mansion in Hollywood Hills. They got their own aisle in the supermarket, and it's easy to find things. I mean, Where am I supposed to find kosher salt if it's not in its own section?
Yeah.
Where are other salts?
That's the whole point.
Guess what? I go to Wegmans once in a while. I don't know who has Wegmans Pharmacy. I'm sure they don't have it in Australia, but throughout America, there's Wegmans Pharmacy, and they have an international aisle where I go specifically there to get Canadian candy called Coffee Crisp, and it's made with real sugar, and damn it, sugar is awesome.
I know. But we don't have the store that you described here down here in Australia. That's true. Yeah.
It's a 45-minute drive to get to a Wegmans. I am so sad. It's such a good place, too.
I love Wegmans.
Oh. Jolt, where you live, like the stores around you, do they have an international aisle too?
Yes. And mainly they put like freaking, you know, Mexican and one in Chinese, Middle Eastern is separate from, you know, the Mexican and Chinese. Down at the supermarkets we call Kohl's.
That's a clothing store, you degenerate.
Well, here it is. Fun fact, I used to work at Kohl's.
Is that, what they do in the upside down? Eat shit.
Yeah, everything's upside down. So clothing stores sell food and food stores sell clothes.
Sorry, what? I had to. What?
Jackasses.
I feel bad, but it's still so funny.
That's actually true, though.
That kind of reminds me. That kind of reminds me. Remember that article where they complained about some guy basically, like, I think that was like in UK, some guy basically put the meat in the halal section.
Well, that's why they have separate sections, you know, to respect different cultures. Why would you put the meat in the halal section?
It was a trolling thing. They put the bacon in the halal section, and the Muslims went all like, you know, they didn't want to approach the halal section because there was like a single piece of package with bacon. Yeah.
Oh my god, that's I don't even know how to respond to that.
Yeah. Anyway, a couple of little interesting live comments. The Ziggy's got another one. Just to throw a bone out there for you to chew on, but isn't everyone ethnic?
Very good point.
Everyone not white people.
No, white people are all one culture.
White people and orange people.
White people don't have a culture.
White people don't have an ethnicity.
That's rude. I am German and Irish, sir. I will drink you under the table.
I'm pretty sure every culture has their...
Yeah, ethnicities.
Their affinity towards the booze.
No, if white people don't have cultures, then why do so many countries exist?
Wait, Aviar, you're Russian, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I tried to take your title.
Dude, vodka.
No. I demand a drinking contest.
Don't. No.
God.
I don't want anyone to die.
If he comes to Philadelphia, I'll drink with him.
That could be fun.
But wait, don't they have like international? They have like they're like Danish pastry or something. I know, like in one of the supermarkets, they used to have like some kind of European stuff like on.
Oh yeah, right. Well, it's not just international, like race wise. It's about like different nations too. Like I said, right. You have Danish things. Canada has certain things, like you said, Inu. That's the section you go to.
Guys, can I just ask you a question? Do you think it's okay to have... All right, here in Massachusetts, we've got two places that I go to once in a while when I'm feeling, you know, unwhite. There's a place called Baza Market in, I think it's Newton, Upper Falls, and it's a Russian market when I feel like eating Russian food, when I want to have a bowl of beet soup.
And you're saying you go there when you feel not white?
Yes, when I want to eat something that's not white because the white supremacist market, whatever. But I mean, there's an entire market dedicated to Russian food. And then on the other side of Massachusetts is an H Mart, which I don't know why it's called H Mart because it's more or less Korean. And I go there, and they have Korean, they have Japanese food, Chinese food, Taiwan. I mean, they have everything under there that's all, Should I call it East Asian?
Yeah.
I remember when I was in UK visiting a friend, and we went to a Korean. It was a Korean supermarket that had only Korean things. The only thing that you understood, everything, the labels, everything was in Korean. You know, you couldn't tell is this a noodle? Is this what, marshmallows or something? That everything was in Korean. And the only thing they had that you could understand was the price tag was in, pounds and stuff.
Funny you say that, because the H Mart has an American section dedicated all to themselves. It's a half an aisle. I don't see any Americans going up in arms and just no, your culture appropriation and racism. And no, it's an American thing. It's one aisle in 40 aisles of Asian food. I don't see the difference. Mm-hmm. It makes it easy to find American food in a Hong Kong food
section. Yeah. Right. Logistics. Simple.
No, let's mix it all in.
Anyway, speaking of other foodstuffs, here's a couple of interesting live comments. Native Rabbanatsu says, "Why do international sections never have Native American food? I'm outraged. I demand recognition."
Yeah, what, you mean corn, tomatoes, potatoes? You mean basic stuff you can find in every single supermarket literally all over the world?
I forgot. No,
buffalo moose, maize, ginseng, saffron.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
Yeah, but I find buffalo meat in the meat section, not in the international section. So,
I don't know. Do Native Americans have specific kinds of dishes and whatnot? Or types of food that they have? That'd be kind of cool.
I mean...
Bread.
Bread.
Corn.
All right.
Tomatoes. Cornmeal.
Everything made out of corn and peanuts.
There's so much corn, they're building their houses and huts out of it.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, house made of corn, yeah. Let's go with that.
Yeah, I mean, America's corny, number one country in agriculture, so.
Yeah, just to clarify as well, too, and he says, every store in Australia is Walmart? No, not really. We don't have anything to the scale of Walmart. The closest thing we've got is a Costco, but no.
Wait, there's Costco in Australia?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, it's like a dollar store, right?
No, it's kind of like Dubai, things in bulk. At least, the Costco's around me, they're huge. I know.
Is it
one jar of peanut butter. You have to buy, 10.
It's like one of those supermarkets, or they call it really hypermarkets.
Costco is pretty much hyper. But also, it's a giant warehouse, and they sell lots of other things that you can't normally buy, like tires for cars. At a supermarket.
Yeah. It's like one of those supermarkets where it's made for people who, have their own mini store, and that's where they buy their supplies.
Yeah, right? Pretty much a middleman.
See, when you go into a supermarket and you're just you know what? I got a real hankering for an 18-inch tire right now.
Better go to Costco.
Just a giant 10-gallon thing of barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Barbecue sauce? That's for amateurs. I drink straight motor oil for my barbecuing needs.
A 55-gallon drum of motor oil.
I can probably find it there somewhere.
10 gallons of mayo.
So remember, guys, we got to have our fingers that's fully ethnic.
Fully ethnic.
Oh,
God. Fully ethnic. Well,
yeah.
But Costco's international, so that's cool. I didn't actually know that.
But I guess, alas, that was just nothing but a clownish take. Wow. 100 IQ plus.
So, okay. Who actually is this guy, though? This David Chang guy? Is he
a chef?
Or is he just a chef? Some random dude who's I'm offended by how grocery stores existed.
No, no, no. He's like, my Jim Crow, my segregation.
Wow, I'm sure the food feels very offended. Oh my god.
I know.
It's gonna turn into a sausage party.
As far as the international food aisle, all the grocery stores that I've been to here in Massachusetts and even in California, so I can't say it's a coastal thing, East Coast, West Coast. But here, you walk into the store, it's the first thing you see is the organic aisle, then you see the international aisle, and then the other 10 aisles are everything else.
Oh, speaking of international food, isn't Oktoberfest coming?
It's been here.
Oh.
It's October.
I have Sierra Nevada Oktoberfest.
And we got to go get ourselves some. We got to go get ourselves there sometime. Yes.
Oh,
yes,
pretzels, please. Beer.
Don't drink the orange beer. It's racist.
But I love Blue Moon. God damn it.
It's racist.
I don't care. It's delicious. Does that mean that Reddit right now is like the most racist place because of all the calcium memes?
Jesus Christ.
Oh boy. This is the show I've got, yeah, fellas. This is us. But hey, I'd say, you know, we've gone quite well for time that we, you know, sorry we didn't get a, you know, things to plan, but I think this worked out quite well, wouldn't you? Regarding, you know, news wise and all.
Yeah.
Did we make you laugh?
Yeah, this is really fun.
My objective has been complete. I made an absolute buffoon of myself.
That's why we run the show for you guys. Not the serious but not serious show.
It's serious but not serious at the same time.
Yeah.
Ah, we have fun. It's
but hey, other than that though, this is pretty much, you know, this is what the time that we've got for the week though. So any of you guys, would you, you know, what do you guys think? You know, do you cycle? What do you guys, you know, any closing statements? One at a time.
We should browse BuzzFeed more often for these glorious articles.
I think, you know, there's no shortage of it. You could forward it to Mike, go to Vice, go to Vox, BuzzFeed. Gads.
Was that site cracked?
Yeah. Remember, we live in a society.
Only closing statement I have is I am okay with this.
Okay. You stole Jolt's line.
No!
No, I put it on an overlay just because it was going to make it pretty presentable. Besides, yeah, go on. Besides, I gotta get a, you know, there's gonna be a picture of me at first doing it somewhere.
Yeah, I got nothing on any final statements.
Just enjoy the ride.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yay!
Oh, hey, Vera.
Uh-oh.
Hi. Well, I guess...
Bye!
For now. Yeah, this was super fun, and we're going to continue to report on the clown world timeline that we live in every week, and... Yeah, super fun.
Damn right. Damn right it is. There's our shtick, and, you know, and that's pretty much how it is, though. So, once again, thank you all for listening in. Hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we did producing this for you. And, as always, you can find our episodes on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and more platforms to come later on down the line. We'll have links in the description box on the YouTubes. And, you know, our YouTubes are not going anywhere. But, other than that, though, this is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
Bark, bark.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.